Save big money at Menards. Let the fresh air in and keep the bugs out with replacement screen for your doors and windows from AdForce. It's easy to install, durable against the elements, and comes in a variety of types to suit your needs. Repair your screens today with a roll of replacement screen on sale through May 5th. And check out more great deals happening now in our weekly flyer on Menards.com. Save big money
at Menards. A lot of people who struggle with self-sabotage and with failing, it's really not because they're lazy, it's just because they have low self-worth. Because if in the back of your mind you don't feel worthy of success, are you going to take action and show up for yourself? Mm-hmm. No, because you don't love yourself.
Hey besties, welcome back to another episode of I Missed Me. Today I am extremely excited because I have Caitlin Garcia with me. She's gonna tell you guys a little bit more about herself, but what I can tell you is that she is a confidence coach and her goal is to help women let go of self-doubt, insecurity, self-criticism so that they can step into their most confident self. So Caitlin, welcome to I Missed Me. I'm so excited to have you here.
Thank you so much for having me. So blessed to be here in Miami. Always, always.
If you can just start by giving a little background about yourself. Who are you? How did you start?
Yeah, so I, like so many other women, went through my own journey of being at my worst, being at my lowest, and in such a spiral of feeling like I wasn't good enough. That's like the term that always comes to mind. Mm. I was struggling with so much self-doubt, self-criticism. I let the words of others and their criticism get to me. I had my own doubt and fear about my success. I didn't think that I would ever be able to do things like this. I compared myself to other girls. I literally hated who I was looking into the mirror. And I wanted to be a confident girl, but I was just so stuck through so many different things that have happened to me and in the place that I was mentally. And I was stuck. And so after some time, I was just like, yo, like this has to change. Like my life is in my control. And I went on a journey of building confidence. And I can pretty much say now, of course, building confidence and growing is like an everlasting journey. Like we're going to be doing that our whole lives. But I can say now, like I'm at a point where I am like my most confident self, where I am accomplishing things that I never would have thought had been possible. Like I believe in myself, love myself inside and out. Like I could care less about what people think. And yeah, I'm just happy to be in this position. And I started my journey as a confidence coach, a little bit about like a year ago on social media. And luckily I've grown a community of almost about to be 20,000, girlies on Instagram. And I've had some amazing clients who basically go from being like she said, stuck in insecurity, self-doubt, fear, and who are now like becoming their most confident selves. And yeah, it's been amazing.
I love that you're here because she is so young, guys. She's literally 19. Like, you look so much older. I still can't get over the fact. But I am so happy you're here because, I mean, most of the people that, like, follow me and maybe follow you are super young. And they don't understand how important confidence is for every single aspect of your life. It's not just, like, waking up and being confident, but, like, every single thing that comes out of being confident affects your life, like, relationships and, like, the relationship with yourself, the relationship with your family, the relationship with your friends. Like, every single relationship is affected by how much confidence you have.
Right.
So I'm just so happy that you're here to talk about it. I kind of want to talk about a little bit more, like, about your journey. How did you start? Like, what was that point that made you be like, I have to work on my confidence?
Yeah, so like I said, I was stuck in this hole. I'm sure you know what that feels like. Everyone has like a rock bottom. I grew up in a pretty toxic household. I lost my mom when I was 5. And through just like some stuff going on with my parents and like drama at home, mixed in with my own mental battles and my own insecurities, I used to literally blame myself for anything. I didn't think I was good enough. I didn't think that I could be successful enough. I thought that I didn't have like a good enough personality, that I wasn't pretty enough for boys, that I wasn't, the list goes on. And I was just stuck in this horrible mental space, fighting with myself like every single day. I let so many bad things happen to me when I'm in that place. Because obviously, like you said, confidence affects so many decisions mm-hmm. you make. I didn't have the right friend group because I was constantly trying to like fit in and like be someone who I wasn't, and I was never authentic. So I was just friends with a lot of girls who were not me and who weren't giving me the value that I knew I deserved. Same goes for guys in early relationships. Mm. I had let a lot of guys take advantage of me. And I was acting from that place in which I wasn't good enough, which I was unworthy, and where I was letting life happen to me. Hmm. And when you let life happen to you, you kind of have to come to a point and make a decision. It's like, okay, well, do I want to let life happen to me, or do I want to control my life? Mm-hmm. And do I want to change life? Right. And I hit that point. And I remember the point I was journaling. That was like one of the things that got me out of my hole and allowed me to build confidence. I was journaling and I was like, why am I like this? Like, why is this all happening to me? Like, why me? Why me? Why me? And then out of nowhere, I was just like, what can I do?
Right.
And like once that perspective shift happened for me and I went from victim to victor, it was like, yo, everything is in my control. Mm-hmm. And then after that, like I just started going from there and literally doing what I can, regardless of the household, regardless of the environment. Like that's kind of something we're going to touch on today. It's mm-hmm. like unshakable confidence.
Right.
The kind of confidence where like you can go in a group of people who hate you mm-hmm. and like still love yourself and like be in it and be you. And be in a place where like you love, where you're loved by people, where you're celebrated, and then still radiate mm-hmm. and celebrate yourself. So
I'm so excited for this conversation because my journey was kind of the same. Like nobody around me was like putting me down. I was putting myself down, but I kind of want to ask you before we get into like confidence and stuff. Do you think that it was a problem more like you putting yourself down or like your family putting you down or your friends putting you down, or that came as consequence of you putting yourself down?
I think it was definitely like a mixture of everything. I think it has to start with if you're going to put yourself down, you're automatically inviting yourself to be hurt by other people. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? But if you build yourself up and you have your own confidence, then you're not putting yourself in the position where even if you are in that situation where people criticize you, mm-hmm. You can still be confident. But for me, it was a mixture of everything. Like I said, I was like in a point where I was letting things happen to me. People could talk shit about me and I would identify with it. Mm-hmm. If my parents were going through something or they said something to me that was very hurtful and just like toxic and shit, like I would also resonate with that and blame myself for it and identify with it. And on top of that, I was breaking myself down in the midst of it.
How, get through that first step that is self-awareness, which is, I feel like, the most important step, because without it, you can't really like do anything about it. So you heal that, you're journaling and you get to that self-awareness point of like, I have control, but like, what do you actually start doing in order to work on your confidence?
Like first step, mm-hmm. it's funny you say that mm-hmm. because the first step in my confidence program is awareness.
Okay.
It is gaining awareness.
For sure. It's like awareness and acceptance that you're not confident because mm-hmm. without acceptance, you don't have anything.
Right. Awareness of the truth mm-hmm. that we don't want to face. Mm-hmm. And that's what I mean by taking ownership and being in control of your life, because a lot of time we don't want to.
Right.
Right. It's like, I say to people, gaining awareness is the first step, because it's like, say a restaurant opens up near you, right? But say you don't know about it. Like you're not aware of it. Are you going to go to the restaurant?
No.
No, because you're not aware of it. Mm-hmm. So how are you going to fix insecurity, self-doubt, limiting beliefs if you're not aware of it? Mm. Awareness gives you choice. Once you realize that restaurant is down the road, once you realize, oh shit, it's actually me. It's actually me that has these deep fears. It's actually me that's holding on to the fear. Then you have a choice to either blame or to take ownership and work on it. So the whole first step that I would tell anyone in gaining confidence, just become aware without judgment. That's the tricky part, right? Because a lot of times when we become aware of the things that we need to work on, we're like, oh shit, I'm not good enough. And then we shame ourselves for it. We judge ourselves for it. We get so upset at ourselves for the place that we're in. That could be a thing that can spiral you more, but it also could be an opportunity for you to be like, oh wait, this is who I am. I'm aware of all my flaws. I'm aware of these doubts. I'm aware of these fears. But I'm not with them. I'm not identifying with them. They're a part of me, but they are not all of me.
Mm-hmm. And I don't want to have them anymore.
Right. Letting go of ego, letting go of judgment, and just observing yourself as you are mm-hmm. right? You're not your body, you're not your mind, you're a spirit.
Mm.
Like once you get to that place in awareness, that's a really good point to start building confidence.
Have you read like books or listened to anything that like got you to that point of awakening?
Let me try to think. The Four Agreements, I think, was like one of
I've heard it so much. I have to read it. Because I always recommend The Secret and The Power of Now. I don't know if you read that.
I haven't read The Power of Now, but I've read The Secret.
You have to. Like, that's one book that I feel like everybody has to read is The Power of Now.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, I mean, a lot of people don't know where to start. And I would say, like, start reading. Start listening to podcasts. Like, start somewhere, you know? Because that is really, really helpful. I want to ask your opinion on... Because I have a very controversial take on the fake it till you make it.
Ooh, so do I. We're going to have the same opinion. I have a feeling.
So I don't think that it is healthy.
No, neither do I.
Can you explain why?
Yeah. So something that has been trending right now is like Delulu.
No, wait. No, I'm so happy we're talking about this because so many people talk about it without knowledge behind it.
Mm.
And I feel like it is so... toxic. Like, I don't think social media is toxic. I feel like the content that you're consuming is.
Right.
Because a lot of people talk from a place of trendiness and not from a place of knowledge. And I feel like that should stop. So I'm super happy that you're here. And I'm super happy that we're talking about this because the sooner that we learn, the sooner that we grow. So can you please educate ourselves?
Yeah.
Educate us.
For those of you watching, listening, like, everywhere online, you're hearing Delulu is the Salulu. Fake it till you make it. That's how you're going to gain confidence. But I'm here to just switch your perspective on that. Like, if you try to have delusional self-confidence, right? And you tell yourself every day, like, I am going to be confident. I am the most confident version of myself. And you try to tell yourself these affirmations. I believe in myself. I love myself. All of this on top right here that you're trying to tell yourself to be confident is not accounting for all of the shit that's underneath here. All of the doubt that's underneath here. All of those limiting beliefs that are underneath here. The part of you that thinks you're not good enough underneath here. So you can't just slap a Band-Aid on it and just pretend that you're confident, right? You can't also, you can't say, oh, I'm delusionally confident and right now I'm manifesting this dream life. And I'm taking action and I'm doing the things and then not take action.
Mm-hmm.
Like you can't say, I'm going to have a fat ass and then like not go to the gym, right? Like it's just kind of that thing. So this is not something we say to like for anyone, you know, to shame or to judge, but it's just like, girl, like if you want to become confident, let it be real.
Right.
Confidence. Own your flaws. Like
and actually work on like. Confidence means that you are aware of the things that you have to work on, but don't blame yourself for it. You love yourself for it. And I feel like fake it till you make it encourages you to forget about your flaws and not work on them. And then if I tell you that this bottle is green, you're going to be like, if you tell me that this bottle is green, I'm going to be like, no, it is like, it's water. Like it's not green. That's confidence. But if you tell me that this bottle is green and I'm insecure, I'm going to be like, yeah, it's green and I'm going to fake it. But there's no way that I'm going to make it because I know deep down that this water is water, but I'm insecure and I can't stand up for myself. So there is a big difference between ego and confidence. And like ego is loud and confidence is silent, but it's secure.
Mm.
So I feel like we just have to like, don't listen to social media without like any, you know, knowledge behind it. Do you think you are born with confidence or like confidence is something that you have to work on and build?
I think that everyone is born with confidence. And another thing that ties into what I do is self-worth. Like for me, they go hand in hand. You're born with intrinsic self-worth and intrinsic confidence, right? It's only the things that happen in life that that damage it or damage your perception of it and take it away, right? Through experiences, through trauma, through struggles you go through. But we are all born inherently worthy.
Mm-hmm.
We can just sit and exist and be as we are and just we're worthy. We're worthy by existing. We're deserving of love by existing. We can be confident by existing. We all have that in us since we were born, but our ability to express it is what changes through those struggles.
Or to accept it too, because if you look at kids, they're not worried about like how they look, how they dress. Like a kid is just a kid. And if you weren't worthy of existing, you just simply wouldn't exist, you know?
Right.
So I feel like it's society and our own like self beliefs What are some strategies? Because I know that some people struggle to believe that they can be confident because they maybe don't have the knowledge or strategies on how to. What is like the main tips or strategies that you can share?
Yeah, I would definitely say, like, as far as starting, take every single moment with this being said, your failures, your flaws, your vulnerabilities, take all of those as an opportunity to reflect. So like, for example, anytime like you get triggered and like you're insecure about like what you look like before you go out of the house and you think you have to spend 3 hours getting ready and like, or you're comparing yourself to someone on Instagram, like every single time one of those moments of weakness happens or you have self-doubt and like you're criticizing yourself in your head, use it as an opportunity to reflect, find the lesson out of it, reframe it, and then use that as an opportunity to build confidence. The second is the moments that you do feel good, the moments that you are achieving things, the times in your life where you feel proud of yourself, where you're taking action, where you're being consistent, celebrate yourself for that. Give yourself love for that. Validate yourself. And through doing both of those, I think that's like already enough in like helping you become confident because you're already owning like all of who you are.
Do you think that confidence is linked with success?
Yeah, 100%. There's several studies that show the amount of confidence you have will determine how successful you'll be in business, how much money you make, how likely your self-worth determines a lot too, like how likely you are to go for things in life that you want. The more you feel worthy of success, the more you feel worthy and the more you feel worthy of success, the more you will succeed and take action. A lot of people who struggle with self-sabotage and with failing, it's really not because they're lazy. It's just because they have low self-worth. Because if in the back of your mind, you don't feel worthy of success, are you going to take action and show up for yourself?
No,
because you don't love yourself.
How would you define confidence?
I think confidence is accepting yourself fully, loving yourself fully, like both aspects, flaws and strengths, and fighting for your potential. Fighting for your greatest potential.
How does your journey or decision of like, I want to be a confidence coach, like I want to help people, how does that start?
How did it start for
me? Like your journey of like becoming an actual coach and like, okay, I'm going to do PDFs or I'm going to do classes or I'm going to like, you know, start posting content about it. Like how did it start for you?
Yeah, I think there was something in me, like many, who know deep inside me, there was that confidence. There was that potential. Everyone has a dream inside of them, right? Everyone has a vision in their mind. And that vision wasn't given to us for any random reason.
Right.
Like we were given that vision because in my eyes, it was meant for us. And that vision chose us. So I had that in my mind. And after I went through everything that I did, I overcame my fears. I overcame a lot. I had my dad tell me that I was setting myself up for failure. I had people criticize me for it. I had friends that I've grown out of for it and that have left me for it. I have been through like so much, but ultimately I decided to be a confidence coach because it's my purpose. You know, it's my truth. Like everyone has that vision and I just stepped into that fully and I will continue to because at the end of the day, like when it comes to your grave and you look back on your life, how do you want to feel?
Right. How is your relationship with your dad now?
It's a lot better. Yeah.
How did that happen? Like, how did you start working on that?
On your relationship with your parents?
Because no, how was your personal journey? Because I know that a lot of our traumas come from parents, from our childhood, from how we perceive ourselves, come from how our parents perceived us when we were a child. And once you heal that, a lot of things in your life are healed. How did you, I don't know if it's fully healed, but how did you start working on it and how did your life change after?
Yeah. So the biggest piece of advice I have for anyone who is trying to heal their trauma, heal their relationship with people is to feel. Feel to heal. That's like a thing right now, but it's so true. And every moment that you think about your past trauma and every moment that you have a fight with your parents or in every moment that some situation happens that's really damaging and really hurtful, instead of scrolling on your phone, instead of drinking, instead of smoking, instead of going out, instead of overworking, literally just feel it. And through feeling, you need to come to a place of non-judgment and just acceptance of the situation. Yeah. And as you feel, you'll be able to let go. Only through feeling will you be able to let go. And realizing that, again, what happened didn't define me. And also from the perspective that's like, your parents have their own shit too. This is their first time going through life. This is their first time being a parent. And when you have confidence, you're able to kind of see it from that perspective and be the bigger person in those situations. So I was just kind of able to see it like, okay, like he has things he needs to work on. I have things that we need to work on, but I love him unconditionally regardless. Mm. And we're going to continue to communicate, talk this through. I'm not going to put up my walls and defenses. Like, I'm just going to love through the situation. Feel it out, and then through that time change. Yeah.
I heard you say you have a boyfriend.
Mm-hmm.
How long have you been together?
We've been together 3 years now.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Were there any past relationships, like relationships mm-hmm. before him?
I think I had a lot of situationships.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. How have those been different now that your confidence is different?
Mm. Yeah. So when my confidence was low, I would go for anyone, right? Like when I thought I wasn't good enough, it was like, I would settle. Like, and I would settle for the attention. I would settle for the text on Snapchat. I would settle for the hard eyes. I would settle for guys, maybe like driving around with me and just like hanging out, but like never claiming me. Like, it was the worst of the worst. Mm-hmm. I have this one story. Let me tell this funny ass story.
So we love
when you lack confidence, you settle for a lot of guys. And this happened to me this one time. I settled for this guy who gave me a lot of validation, who gave me a lot of attention. And he was like a year or two older than me. I thought he was like super cool. And we went out on a date. And we had fun, like we were talking and stuff, like, and after the date we went to get McDonald's and
he took you to McDonald's.
We went to get McDonald's.
Oh no, thank you.
And he
I don't think you.
Well, we got an 8-piece or something chicken nugget and he made me cash up him for half of it.
McDonald's?
Yes. Which was like $3. And this is just one example of the situation.
And you kept talking with him after that?
No.
Okay.
After that, no.
Okay. Okay. Because it happens.
Yeah. That was just...
Besties, this is for everyone that's looking to learn a new language. Whether you have an upcoming international trip or want to connect with friends and family or a new culture, Rosetta Stone is for you. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program available on desktop or as an app, and it truly immerses you in the language that you want to learn. Rosetta Stone has been the trusted expert for 30 years with millions of users and 25 languages to offer, including Spanish, French, Italian, German, Korean, Chinese, Japanese, and so many more. And it immerses you in many, many ways. It has no English translations, which means that you really learn to speak, listen, and think in that language. And I also love that it has speech recognition. It has a built-in true accent feature which gives you feedback on your pronunciation. It's literally like having a personal trainer for your accent. Besties, don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started, and for a very limited time, I Missed Me's listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/today. Again, besties, that's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. I love you, besties, and I can't wait for you guys to start learning a new language. Besties, when I first started podcasting, an online store was the furthest thing from my mind. Now I'm selling hoodies with positive messages on the back, and it is so easy, all just because of Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business, from the launch your online store stage to the first real life store stage, and all the way to the did we just hit a million order stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whenever you're selling. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Besties, I truly cannot recommend Shopify enough. You guys know that I have a business and it is hosted on Shopify Shopify. So besties, sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/mafiansures, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/mafiansures now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Again, besties, shopify.com/mafiansures. Thank you so much, Shopify, for sponsoring today's episode.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Just one example, but
do you have more?
I was talking to another guy who, unfortunately his mental health was really bad. And, I never like went super further in relationships, 'cause I think I always had that part of me that was like, you know, don't sleep with them or don't like do anything like that because that's like too far. But I definitely was attached.
Yeah.
Because I had low self-worth and I felt like I wasn't good enough, but he was not good in a good mental space. And he also used me, I guess, to feel better, like as his therapist. And so like, I would just spend all my time on FaceTime with him and just like talk to him about his problems. And like any single time he wanted to call me, I would answer and like, please right away. And I just didn't have the guts at that time to be like, no, like he is not valuable. He's not adding anything to my life. He's like a leech, mm-hmm. and he's draining me. And that space that you have for someone, if you let go of that person, it could be filled by someone who's amazing. And,
right.
and I feel like that's where I'm at right now.
And that is a problem when you're not confident, is that you become a problem solver for other people. And you may think that it's like you're just trying to be nice or you're just trying to help another person. But really is that you're looking for that validation for that person to feel like he needs you. Because mm-hmm. that's definitely something that happened to me when I wasn't confident at all and my like self-worth was like literally on the ground. I tried to be like the fixer of like, I can solve all your problems,
yeah.
but it was really like subconsciously, like I want to be able to solve all of your problems so that you feel like you need me and then
yes.
don't leave me, you know?
right.
So I feel like subconsciously that's like our need of like, I need to feel needed mm-hmm. in order to be validated. And only by knowing your worth is when you can like actually become aware of like, no, I don't need you. Like you're not even what I want, but
right.
you can't even realize what you want when your self-esteem is like on the ground. So mm. at what point do you meet your boyfriend? Were you confident already? Was it something that you had to work on the relationship?
Yeah, I definitely felt like I was at a point where I was like starting to like get my groove and starting to know myself, find my self-worth. And like now I can say I'm in a relationship where I'm treated as I deserve. Like we are both very open about our emotions. We communicate mm-hmm. through absolutely everything. We have our own boundaries, but we have our own like ways where we celebrate each other, where we work with each other, on each other, and we're growing together. And I feel like it's so much more relieving in a relationship like that, because I know a lot of girls who do struggle with confidence are in relationships where they're worried about their partner. Hmm. Will he cheat on me? Will he leave me? Does he really love me? Or you're like me and you were in a position where you were seeking validation hmm. and you were in situationships, just in places that you were maybe giving yourself away and sleeping with guys or doing things for them, but not really knowing your true worth and what you deserve. And you know, for anyone who's in that place, just like realize that, like I said before, like you're inherently worthy and you deserve so much more than that. And once you realize that, you can start acting from that place mm-hmm. and you will take action from a place of knowing your self-worth, of finding people who add value to your life, finding relationships who are loving and who do treat you well, succeeding in all those different things.
Now you mentioned like, really this is for relationships, like not only romantic relationships,
yeah.
but it's for friendships too.
Right.
And you mentioned that you were in like a toxic friend group or toxic friendships. How do you acknowledge that your friends are toxic? Like what are those red flags or like things that your friends did that were like, okay, this is not a friend group that I want to be in?
I think the first thing is like, you're going to notice how you're Notice how you're feeling when you're with people and when you leave.
That is so important, because this is another like take that social media makes you feel like butterflies, like feeling the butterflies is like, no, like butterflies are anxiety, and you're supposed to be with people that make you feel peace. Mm. Like don't bring any anxiety at all. So
yeah. Once you know you can be yourself around people, you don't have any social anxiety with people. You can literally be goofy and like be your weird ass self and talk however you want to talk. Talk about your ambitions without feeling a sense of competition. You can talk about who you are without feeling judged. You can be yourself without feeling the need to please. You can just be totally authentic. Like, and you're loved and supported, and those people provide value to you. That's when you know they're the right people.
Do you feel like, is that the red flags you felt? Like you felt like you were in a competition, or what are those?
Yeah, so I think with a lot of girls, I definitely, I had issues where I would either compare myself to them, or where they would just leave me out of a lot of situations. And like, I was friends with this group of girls, and out of nowhere, like time passed and I started working on myself. And this will happen to anyone who is going to start their confidence journey.
For sure. So you're going to start losing alone. Yeah.
Get ready to get like, love yourself, to have no one to text, get ready to have no one to go with, get ready to do all of those things, because yeah, we've all been there where like people just drop us or they move on to other people. And like, you have to sit with that feeling, feel it out. And in the moment you're going to say, oh my God, this makes me feel like shit. But then you're going to realize, okay, well, what's the truth? Mm-hmm. The truth is that that person, is going into a completely different direction in their life. And I'm going on a completely different direction in my life. And I'm in control of who comes in and out. And as I let this person go, their space is going to be filled by someone so much better. You know,
and that's super important to come to terms with, because I just made an episode about this called Peace Is Not Boring, because we confuse peace with like our life being boring and then having to do things for the plot that you've seen on social media. And it's like, no, it's not boring. It's just uncomfortable because you're used to toxicity. But the more that you start working on yourself, the more people that you're going to start losing, because they just don't align with the highest version of yourself anymore. And that doesn't mean that your life is going to get boring. It's going to get peaceful, and it might, you know, not be filled with all of those anxiety rushes or like emotions anymore, but it's peaceful. So enjoy it, you know? Mm. How do you cut your friends off? Because a lot of people, I get this question asked so many times. And for me, it's like common sense, because I don't have a problem standing up for myself. But when you do, how do you have that conversation with your friends? Do you just like step, like to take a step back, or like ghost, or like maybe have a conversation with them, or how was that process for you?
Yeah. I think this is just a general point. Like, however this happens for you, whether you grow apart with someone, whether like whatever the case is, like even if it's messy, it's okay, because that's life. But if you're looking to like formally like say, hey, like, I don't want you in my life anymore. Or is that the question you're asking?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think like you would just, when you have that kind of confidence where you know who you are and you know your worth, like you don't see yourself as better than them, where you're cutting them off. And it's like I'm better than you and I'm working on myself right now. And like, I'm super, like, I don't like that energy that's being put on the internet now either.
Yeah, no.
And it's also not like, oh my God, like, is this okay? Like, am I cutting you off? Like, there's two types of insecurity, right? There's one that's like, you are seeking validation and you're trying to make yourself look good and you think you're better than others.
You're like overly secure because you're insecure.
Right. And on the inside, you still don't feel good enough. Mm-hmm. And then there's the other one where it's like pleasing and making yourself like feel bad and going down that spiral. So just when you know your self-worth and when you know your confidence, this is going to be easy, but have an open conversation with them and let them know that you are, you know, let them know the reason why you're choosing to end this situation. I think it's important to give people clarity and closure. Just feel like, I don't feel that you served me in this way. I am choosing a path where I have these kinds of people in my life because I feel like that is what's best for me and my growth. And I love you. Hmm. And I wish you well. Do not cut people off in a spiteful way. Do not cut people off in a malicious way. Always give people love. Give your enemies love. Send your enemies
love. And gratitude.
Yeah, and gratitude. That person just taught you a whole bunch of lessons that probably 10 books wouldn't teach you.
Right.
You know, love them away. And let it just be peaceful. If you feel there's a lot of ways to set boundaries with people, like if you want to just distance yourself from people and just choose not to interact with them as much. It depends on like where you're at with yourself. But like if you do need to have that talk and like just let someone go, like have that talk and let someone go. Yeah,
but it is okay to let people go. Like you can't imagine how many times I get this like question, because like a lot of young people listen to me where it's like they're having friends with like, they're in that age of like having friends with fights with friendships and like relationships and like, how do I cut these people off? But it's like, is it okay if I cut my friends off? And it's like, yes. Or how do I know if I have to cut my friends off? It's like, first of all, if you're questioning it, like if you're doubting it, that's like an immediate yes. I had this friend, I don't know if she listens to this because... Anyways,
okay. Sending love to her, yeah, wherever she's at. Her
and seek help. No, so I always felt like she was in this competition with me where it's like, it was very one-sided, because I've never been that type of malicious friend where I want to do better than you, or I will only support you until you start doing better than me. Like I've never been that type of person. Mm. But I always felt like she was that type of person with me. And so I recently just made the decision to like drop out of college because I just wasn't happy. So I just had that conversation with my parents of like, I just can't be here anymore. I really just can't. And like I shared it on social media, and like a few days later, I see this like post of kind of just making fun of me, or like, hi guys, because she has like a big platform as well, like, hi guys, I just dropped out of college. And I was like, kind of like laughing, and then the next story was like, just kidding, I would rather kill myself first. And I was like, oh,
how did that make you feel?
No, it just, not even like anger or anything. Just like a little bit of like disappointment, because we were hanging out like 2 months ago and everything was fine, but I always felt that like underlying competition of, I know that I don't feel comfortable sharing my success with you, because I know that you're gonna use it as a point of comparison and not as I'm happy for you. Where it's like every other single relationship in my life, they're the first people I want to tell my success to, because I know they're gonna be genuinely happy for me. And I just didn't feel that way towards her. And so that for me was like, yeah, so I just don't want that in my life. You know, like I want people who support my decisions regardless if they're right or not. Me dropping out of college could have been the worst decision I've ever made in my life. But I don't know yet. Exactly. Yeah. I don't know yet, but I don't want people to make fun of me for it. You know, like, you know,
have you talked to her about like her actions? Like when you did have this relationship, like, were you ever like, yo, like,
no, just because there are people who no matter how much you share your issues with, they're not going to be.
That's a
comprehend.
That's a good point that I want to bring up.
Please.
You'll know when to cut someone off when they're not willing to work with you, right? Because in any relationship, it takes two to tango. Like if we have a problem with our friendship right now, if I come to you and say, girl, like you need to change your shit, I have to do the same work. Like there is something complementary that we both have to do. We both have to hear each other out. We both have to be honest. We both have to be willing to love and take accountability. Hmm. For the things that we do, because sometimes we're human, you know, and they're like, we're girls. Like girls have natural, you know, like if I see you, oh my God, you have this podcast. I'm going to be like, damn, I want to have a pod, you know, like we're going to be inspired. But that's, you know, like,
and I love that you're saying that. Please, you can finish your point, but there is a difference between inspiration and comparison.
Right.
I want to like, of course, if my goal wasn't to inspire, then what am I doing this for? Of course, I want everyone to see me and be like, I want to have a podcast too, but not in this like, see, I have a podcast and you don't, but like, please, we all have a voice. We all have a message. Me sharing my voice is inspiring you to share yours. Please do it, you know, but from a place of like, I want to inspire you instead of I want to make you feel like you are inferior than me, or like less than me because I have a podcast and you don't. It's more of like, I want you to have a podcast because look at the beautiful message that you have to share. And if I can, why can't you?
Right.
And I always felt like, I always felt like with her, it was like, she has a podcast, like she has a clothing brand. She has a platform too. And it's like, it's taking me so much longer to get to where you are. Like everything was given to you by luck. And I'm like, and what if, you know, what if it was? So
I really don't like that when people blame hard work and success on luck, you know?
No, because
I've also been in a lot of situations where on the other hand, like I have outgrown people. I have, you know, been on my own journey of like making my own income, like fully on social media and like, you know, going to like traveling new places and having an online community that I'm starting to build and meeting other friends like from all over the US. And like these things were not just handed to me or us by luck.
No, like, not at
we
all.
We bust ass.
And, like, and that's another thing.
I want other people to know it's just possible. Like we
that's,
have the
no,
same
that's
doubts,
another
the same
thing
fears,
that
but
that goes on social media. And I just like choose not to speak on it because a lot of people are like, social media is not a real job. And I'm like, if only you knew. But like, I get how you cannot compare a 9-to-5 to doing social media because we are very privileged, but that doesn't mean we don't do anything, you know? Or maybe that's just my take because I do, like, I have a podcast or a clothing brand and then my personal, you know, accounts too, where I like work with brands and stuff. And like, I do everything by myself. So I do feel like it's a lot of work. Where, you know, maybe whatever, but I just choose not to speak on it because I do feel like we work, but I get that it's a different type of work, but it's still work. But
yeah.
I don't, people don't see it, but I choose not to speak on it because
I think why not? Like, and you, there is a part of you that said that now for a reason and like shake shit up. That's something that happened to me this year. Is like,
and don't
I have
be
a lot
scared
of
it too.
I have a lot of, and you probably do because we're here right now. That's like not by chance.
Right.
We have a lot of controversial opinions and like the way that women are now in this, and it's because of the state of insecurity and low self-worth. Like it doesn't have to be this place of competition. It doesn't have to be this place of selfishness anymore. Like just like, let it be love. You know what I mean? Like we can all learn so much from each other. Like no matter where we're at in the game, like I look at women who I want to be like, and I'm like, yo, like, wow. Like, let me get a notepad because I want to learn.
Right.
Or women who are also like not where I'm at, you know, like I'll give anything, any wisdom or anything, any experience that can help them. So like the more we cultivate that community and that energy, and we're also like taking ownership and being accountable and like not being so defensive and like, you know, like, just taking a step back, you know, like having that awareness is the first step, like for sure.
What are your, so I want you to share a little bit of what you do and where people can find you and, you know, step into that journey with you before I close it off with our last question. But what is it that you do? Because I've seen like you have like all of these like workbooks and like classes and everything, but I kind of want you to explain so that people that are looking to work on their confidence can maybe, you know, follow you.
Oh, that'd be awesome. Yeah. So you can go on my Instagram. It should be Katie, K-A-T-Y-Y Garcia, G-A-R-C-I-A-A. And then there's an underscore. And then with my one-on-one coaching program, it's a coaching program where I work with you directly to take you through a process of gaining awareness on all of your specific insecurities, your fears, your doubts, whether you fear failure or you fear rejection or you have an insecurity about your body or about who you are, and whatever your doubts are. And then after we gain that awareness, we go through a process where we unroot those things, where we let go of those limiting beliefs, that insecurity, where it all came from. And I get you to a place of self-acceptance, self-worth, and self-love. And after that, we go into a process of truly owning your confidence by taking action. Because like we said before, action is huge in building confidence. Where you literally get held accountable by me of showing up to become your best self, where we work together on things that are going to help you become confident, whether that's gaining friends, going to the gym consistently, showing up for yourself, getting to your goals, helping you own yourself, own your power, own your strengths, and own your confidence. And yeah, like that's my one-on-one coaching program. You can find that in the link in my bio when it says work with me. I also have a free training for anyone who just wants to learn more about me or wants like just some training on how to start building their confidence. It's all about overcoming your insecurities and how to feel confident about your appearance. I know that's one thing that we all struggle with. It dives super deep and doesn't just tell you to love your body. And it really goes deep in helping you uncover some of those limiting beliefs about why we feel insecure about the way we do. Because a lot of the times they do come from those root struggles, traumas, experiences, and limiting beliefs. So, yeah. So it'll get you feeling attractive as hell.
And I so recommend because we normally start with the how without going into the why first. Right. Because without the why, you can't really step into the how. Even if you do, you're not going to understand why, you know? So I want to close it off with a question that I ask everybody that comes and I miss me. And that is, what does healing mean to you?
I think, like I said before, healing means feeling. Yeah. Completely feeling everything that we don't want to feel. Like completely owning that part of you that wants to cry on the bathroom floor about how shitty life is, or wants to cry about you not knowing whether college is the right decision for you. Like feeling all of that and like tapping into like, oh my God, like this is making me feel like shit. Like this is making me feel like I don't know what I'm doing in life. Like feel that. Let yourself feel that. That's a normal emotion. You don't have to cover it up with affirmations yet. You can just, you can just feel that. You can just cry. And you can just, or whatever comes out when you feel. Feel to heal. Like that's literally it. It doesn't have to take as much time as people think, actually. And we're going to heal over and over again and again and again. Maybe you're going to be 20 years from now and you're still going to have to let go a different piece this time. It's forgiveness and healing is letting go and letting go over and over and over again. You may be, like I said, like older and like you may think about this and you may contemplate and you may heal and feel again. But yeah.
Yeah, healing. It really is a never ending journey.
Yeah.
So it's all about, you know, transforming and allowing yourself to feel without any type of judgment of like, yes, I'm feeling sad and I'm feeling so angry, but I still love myself. Yeah. It doesn't mean that I don't. It's just like it is part of, you know, my human experience. Where can people find you again? You said it very quick, but like everywhere that people can find you, your social media, everything.
Yeah. So it's just going to be on Instagram, Katie Garcia, KATYYGARCIAA. And then an underscore says Katie Garcia, confidence coach. And yeah, you can find me there, connect to me there, send me a DM. And we can talk about where you're at with your confidence.
Everything will be linked down below. Katie, thank you so much. It was so nice to meet you.
I'm so
happy I have a new friend here in Florida because it is very hard to connect with people like our age that are like that self-awareness and like self-growth and like all that space. So the more the better. So thank you so much for being here for me for this conversation. Thank you guys so much for listening. Don't forget to follow I Missed Me on social media at I Missed Me Podcast, Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, everywhere. I Missed Me, if you're watching this on YouTube, I Missed Me Podcast on all streaming platforms. Don't forget I have a clothing brand at I Missed Me Project everywhere. And don't forget to follow me on social media at Mafia Ansures everywhere. Thank you so much for watching. And don't forget that we are all strangers healing together.
Thank you so, so much. Happy healing.
'Saving money on your outdoor project? Now at Menards. We have everything you need to keep your outdoor power equipment running smooth, so you can keep that lawn in tip-top shape or enjoy some time on your boat. Right now, all FVP, lawn and garden, and marine batteries are on sale through May 5th. Check out our entire selection of FVP batteries today and view our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals. Save big.